John W. Dual Bookseller is one of Dartmouth's only used and rare bookstores. I could spend hours getting lost in the aisles full to the brim of treasures. It's been around since June of 1987, with very humble beginnings on Granville Street in Halifax. After 25 years in 2012, it moved to Main Street in Dartmouth, where it has stood proud ever since. Dual's Books specializes in nautical and marine books, books on Canada's Atlantic provinces, both of which are the largest collections in Canada, and any type of literature you can dream of. Last year was a big year for the establishment. Because of overdue rent and other expenses, the shop was set to close its doors after 38 years. In an effort to avoid this, staff members organized a store-wide 40% off sale to raise the money needed to keep the store running. Thanks to the generosity of the surrounding community, JW Duels succeeded in paying back all that was owed and remains open to this day. This month, the shop celebrated 1 year since the sale that saved them. Shortly afterwards, the original owner stepped down and staff member Jacob Smith took over. I spoke with Smith in order to find out how the first year of ownership went and what his plans are for the shop's future.
How did the whole ownership exchange last year go? Like, did you just get offered ownership of the store, or did you kind of have to compete for it with the other staff?
No, I mean, I was the only staff member at the time. Everybody else had sort of faded away because we didn't have enough money to pay anybody. But no, John would have just probably ended the business in general if I didn't want to take it over. I sort of had to convince him that I deserved a shot, but in the end I bought it from him. Which was a pretty good deal, you know, friendly discount, as we say, and it was business that I knew I'd already been working for years, so yeah, it was a good fit.
How long had you been here before then?
I think it was about 6 years, something like that.
Yeah. And how does it feel now that you've been the owner for a year? Do you feel kind of more settled into it, or...?
Yeah, I mean, I felt settled anyway, just since, I'd been pretty much running the show, or most of it, for years. Mm-hmm. John would only come in a few days a week, and otherwise I was just here by myself. But it was a learning curve for certain things, like cataloging inventory and dealing with the awful business side of things, like bookkeeping and whatever. But no, I think it was just a natural progression. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you had any big challenges so far as owner?
Well, just in general, I mean, it's not like we're getting rich, so money is always a problem, and the winter was hard. But yeah, we pretty much came into it with $0 when I took over, and had to kind of really try to generate enough month to month to keep going, because if we missed a payment, basically they were gonna just kick us out, since we don't own the business, and they'd had a bit of a experience when it was John with late payments or no payments. So that was a little stressful, but finally now, after a year, we are starting to get our heads above water, I think, and a lot of the systems we've put in place are becoming fruitful. You know, we're able to find things, we're able to move around a little easier, breathe a little easier.
Yeah, how has kind of the whole vibe here changed in the past year? You've kind of kept it the same from what I can tell?
Yeah, I've kept a lot of the sections the same, but we try out new things pretty often, little sales, or with these carts, we've changed those. They were new arrivals at one point, and then we had a new arrivals case down there. I think there'll be new arrivals again after the store, after the sale. Just right now, they're kind of $1 bins. I've changed a lot about the online website, and that's ongoing. It's incredible how long that takes when you have to do it one book at a time. But I've moved maybe 3,000 books into more accurate categories on the website, so that they're easier to find. But yeah, I've got 57,000 more to go at least. And that's without adding or taking away anything, so that's something.
That'll take a minute.
Yeah.
So what are your plans for year two?
Yeah, hopefully continue on. I mean, we had a back stock once years ago, and then with all the storage lockers that were getting kind of sold off or closed if we didn't get the stuff out, we took all the boxes, piled them in the back room in between the aisles, and haven't been able to use those shelves for back stock for a while. But we've excavated enough that you can get in there. It's still not perfect, so I'd like to have that done. So that's another system in place that would be, I think, profitable, you know, just to be able to check if we had anything in the back. Other than that, yeah, I'd really like to focus a lot on the website, just making it cohesive, because right now you can look up authors by name and they'll come up, but you won't find them in the sections that they should be, just because John had his own way of doing that and nobody really knew. Nobody really knew how it worked, but yeah, pretty much just keep on trucking, get it cleaned up, maybe try some new events. Yeah, nothing too crazy for the next year. If we can get some momentum, I'd love to try a few things, like leaning into coffee or something, or making sort of lounge space that you could sit down and read, but we'll get there.
No, I think that would be really cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was kind of all I had interested in asking. Was there anything else that you'd like to share with me and our listeners before I wrap up?
Nothing too crazy. I mean, of course, please come out. Please come take a look at the shop. It's bigger than it looks, and it's actually a lot bigger than it even looks in here. You know, we have the whole upstairs with more books than our downstairs. It's not open to the public yet, but that's where a lot of the online inventory is. So when you ask for a book there, we have to go upstairs to find it. But that's another thing that if we can stick around long enough, we'll clean up the upstairs enough that we can start opening room by room, and it'll be absolutely insane how big the store is.
I know I personally cannot wait to see what happens there in the next year. Thanks for listening to CKDU. I'm Jenna McConnell. This story was made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative.